song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's, you see, it's not really so much the heat as it is the humidity.
For my hair or what?
Good Lord. As if 62 degrees wasn't enough, Rito says like 900% humidity.
Well,
this morning I was watching a little.
Normal June Nebraska weather.
A little good morning Nebraska. No, it's not. Doug and Daddy Show, glad to have you along with us. We're just getting ready to have beautiful weather for the College World Series. That's all that matters. And we will continue our College World Series preview today by going to the SEC. Dave Van Horn, head coach at Arkansas, of course, the former Husker mentor, will join us on the program. His second trip to Omaha with the Razorbacks and hoping to have a little bit longer stay. I don't see it happening, Tony. We made our predictions yesterday. We'll probably touch on those again on Friday. Also, coming up in this half of the program, Paul Maneri, the head coach at LSU. They are the number one team in the country. They've won 10 in a row. They've got the most wins of anybody in the field at 51. They look very, very strong. And coming up later on this week, tomorrow we talk with Mike Fox of North Carolina and Corky Palmer from Southern Miss. Friday, Brian O'Connor from Virginia is going to join us. And there's some news out there. Southern Miss may be getting their best player back who had been injured. And we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But that's what's coming up on the program today. Plus, chances for you to win all kinds of tickets going on. We've got TNA Wrestling going out at the Viero Event Center on Sunday afternoon. We've got the Great River Road Thunder Jam, all the cycles, all the bikes coming in on Saturday at the Archway. And, of course, we also will be giving you a chance to go to the Demolition Derby Saturday afternoon at Edgar. Huge event, and we'll have some updates for you Saturday, broadcasting live on ESPN and The Breeze 94.5 FM. That's Saturday at 2. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets to that. But, Tony.
Where are you going to start at?
You know, I was going to start NBA, but I'm going to start with Trash Car. Nice job, Jeremy Mayfield.
A little methamphetamine to keep you going.
Wow. I mean, Cole Trickle was just drinking some cherry-flavored moonshine. I didn't see anything wrong with that. Jeremy Mayfield must be staying in the pit in the garage a little bit longer, fixing something.
How
up.
Big of a loser? You know the people that do meth?
They don't
look like Jeremy Mayfield.
What was one of the, when we did our Doug and Daddy NCAA tournament bracket, what was one of the names of your teams? About teeth?
Don't
do meth. And meth rots your teeth or something like that.
She named me Dale, Darryl, Walter, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Olsen, Bale.
What is going on? And then he says he doesn't need rehab.
I didn't do it. It was something else that just triggered that. I hope I don't have him in my ESPN Fanatics NASCAR pool. Hope the mailman didn't have him either. That would be a bad deal.
You know what? I'm not even going to tell people out there to. I just cannot believe somebody of that stature, somebody with that financial backing, all those sponsors, meth. You can get caught with some pot, some blow. Don't get caught with meth, you moron.
Really? You can? That's okay.
Well, it looks a hell of a lot better than meth. You seen who does meth? They're never knocking down someplace in Lighthouse Point. They're never busting down the doors of a SWAT team in Lighthouse Point getting the people with meth. They're down in the river in a trailer.
Eating government cheese?
What?
Motivational.
No, cheese. They're not eating anything. They're on meth. They're weighing 110 pounds. They should be weighing 240.
Oh, boy. NBA Finals.
The toilets are rotten out. They're all black.
Thank you, guys.
Unbelievable.
NBA Finals. Just for the folks out there that know this, I'm waiting for the Tirico and Van Pelt show today because you know the bad beat stories are going to be coming into Scotty Van Pelt. The spread last night, it depends where you look, but most of the places was 4 points. And the officials put, after there's time has run out in the game, they put 0.2 seconds on the clock. And it doesn't matter what happens because at that point, the only way, well, the only way that the Lakers could have won the game at that point was a technical foul with 0.2 on the clock because they couldn't get a shot off and there was free throws being shot. So the spread, the game went from 2-4. Only Sandhills Thedford could have found a way to win that game. But anyway. Anyway. You can't tell me that there was not just unbelievable yelling in the sports books in Vegas last night when that game was going on. I mean, it was third quarter and second quarter when I was out there a couple of weeks ago and people were yelling at the TVs and yelling and screaming and rooting and having fun. I just can't imagine.
Some were having fun.
Well, somebody thinks they got this baby wrapped up. They had the Lakers. The spread was 4. Orlando was favored by 4. They got the Lakers. The Orlando only wins by 2. You've already ordered a round of drinks for the house because you're dancing around, and then all of a sudden, why are they sweeping the confetti up? What's going on? How come they're not walking down the tunnel? Why is he going to the free throw? What's going on here? And then instead of just missing it and the game's over because you couldn't catch and shoot in point two, oh no, steps up there and knocks down both the free throws. Ew.
Okay, I'm going to take you back. Derek, did you see right before half? Right before half, there's a play in which the ball goes out of bounds. Somebody saves it. One of the Magic grabs it. Looked like he was clearly out of bounds. Would have given the Lakers the ball back with a half or three quarters of a second, an eternity. Nobody said a word about that.
Oh, there was some outstanding officiating. Did you see Michael Petras on the fast break where he clearly double dribbled the basketball and they let it go?
Well, that's okay. Just put it on your hip.
Unbelievable.
Well, I think he gained 6 yards off the right side.
Yeah, I mean, he literally switched hands without dribbling the basketball in mid-stride, running down the floor. It was amazing.
Well, I've got two things for conspiracy theorists out there, but then you come at me with this, that things are rigged and who knows, you know, what's going on. Two things that I did not believe could happen in NBA basketball. Two things. First of all, we got to see LeBron James bleed, did we not? And it was red and dark red blood, just like yours and mine. Didn't think I'd see that. I thought it would be green or some android color. I did not know that he was a human being. Second of all, I didn't think we'd see Kobe Bryant miss free throws like we saw Kobe Bryant miss free throws last night. Those two things throw out every conspiracy theory, I think, known to man.
Well, no, I would think the Kobe Bryant thing would add to the conspiracy theories so that they could have a chance maybe to go back and win it in L.A. and that there could be more games and the NBA could make more money and, you know, ABC could make more money and Kobe could – they could show the puppets a few more times and Kobe thus could make more money.
The competitor is he ain't missing nothing. He doesn't miss three-pointers like that.
I ask you, we both picked the Lakers in 6. I ask you now, and I still kind of like that, although maybe 5. But – how does Orlando shoot 75% in the first half and 63% for the game, and somehow this game comes down to the last 10 seconds? How? How?
That's an excellent question, because they should have won it by 25. To shoot like that should have been a blowout.
I predict game 4 will not be close tomorrow night, and I'm not sure which team. Because if Orlando plays this good, then they will win by a larger margin. If they don't play this good, the Lakers could beat them by 15.
You know, Colin, the last hour, was just talking about they legitimized themselves as a championship-caliber team, Orlando has. I still cannot get over Turkoglu and how big and how well he shoots the ball from the outside. He's knocking down shots. Fadeaway runners. I'm not saying on the fast break he's hitting runners, but you know what? When he gathers himself, takes one, and he's drifting to the left and making 16-footers, that's pretty impressive for a guy 6'10", 6'11".
Well, we got another bad beat story coming up here in just a second, and we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's Great River Road Thunder Jam. Again, if you've won something this week, ineligible, but we're giving everybody a chance to win. So keep in mind, the phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We bring in our resident NHL and poker expert, Derek Stenson. Let's start with the NHL. Derek, I hope you can back me up on this. Was I the only one that picked Pittsburgh to win Game 6 last night?
I believe you were. Yes, yes.
You're getting closer to off probation. I will say it now, and I will say it loud. Pittsburgh wins the Stanley Cup Friday night at Detroit. What do you think about that?
I would love that, personally.
I would
Detroit.
Love it, too, but it isn't going to happen.
But I don't know. With the way they've been playing, they're
been
coming
on a roll,
strong.
People.
Absolutely. They're
Summer
coming
Bird.
On strong.
They've been on Oh, you've been on a roll.
Well, duh. I got to start making – I mean, if I was doing bet the streak or win the streak or whatever it is on ESPN, probably be close to 20 in a row by now. Probably. And secondly, now we go to poker. Our friend of the program, Lisa Parsons, made the final table of 1,060 players. It was the women's event, whatever. 1,060 players made it to the final table, fourth out of the nine in the chip stack, and here comes bad beat number two of the day. Lisa flops trip threes. She's got threes down. Flop comes 9-7-3. Not a good flop, you know, but a great flop for her. Person that stays in the hand had 9-jack suited. So had top pair and a jack. So, you know, makes her play. Lisa over the top. All in. River 9. River 9. Nines over threes. They're actually, the board paired it was a full house, but a full house on the turn and then the better full house on the river. So Lisa goes out in seventh. And we have a couple more bracelet winners, Derek.
Yeah, we do. Danny Alai, actually, another poker pro that a lot of the people in the poker circles know, won won the $10,000 World Championship Omaha 8 or Better tournament there as well. So a full swing in Vegas still going on. And a lot of those $10,000 events have yet to play. They do play the No Limit Hold'em, the $10,000 championship event, but they have a lot of other $10,000 events in all of the other games as well. Seven Card Stud, Omaha, Omaha High Low, and all those as
Raz.
Well. So Raz, yeah, exactly. There's a lot of big tournaments to come up still.
Lisa Hamilton won the women's tournament for just under $200,000.
By the way, you Lisa know, Parsons picked up just shy of $23,000
yes,
for that.
Yes, so.
$1,000 buy-in.
But, boy.
God, what a beat, though.
$23,000, and in 3 hours. The final table lasted less than 4 hours, which is pretty short when it comes to the World Series of Poker.
Now, when you flop a set, though, and you're up against someone with top pair, and you get it all in on the flop, I mean,
you're
looking, oh, look at my huge chips. You're not even thinking runner. Oh, brutal.
And but I mean, just think about it, from 23 to 193 in less than 3 hours of time at the final table. Now that's a chunk of change. So there's your World Series of Poker update. I was thinking there was one more thing we wanted to talk about on that. Was that it?
I think so. Let's see, Phil Ivey won
a tournament. Oh, I was going to say Omaha, if you don't know what that is. If you play Pinochle, you want that kind of a hand. You want to run. you want Broadway, people. Ace through 10. Of course, then you're talking, you want full houses and straights and all that kind of stuff, too. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Paul Mainieri, head baseball coach at LSU. They are ranked number one in the country by Baseball America and almost every publication. We will talk to him in the second half of the show. Dave Van Horn from Arkansas is going to join us. And then coming up Friday, Brian O'Connor is going to join us from Virginia. Tomorrow, we've got a pair of coaches, Mike Fox from North Carolina and Corky Palmer from Southern Miss. The Major League Baseball draft, and we'll get to the email coming up as well. Major League Baseball draft got underway last night, and Steven Strasburg was selected number one overall by the Washington Nationals. Mr. Strasburg went 13-1 this year. For a pair of tickets to the Great River Road Thunder Jam, valued at $20 apiece, we've got a pair of tickets to the first correct caller at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Which collegiate team handed Steven Strasburg his only loss this year? Which collegiate team handed the number one overall pick Steven Strasburg his only loss this year? We'll be right back.
The answer.
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Here's the 3-2. There's a hot shot into left field, a base hit. Wetzel scores. Here comes Sestorf. He'll be waved home. The throw to the plate, he's safe. And it's 2-0.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me and Adrian Fiala for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly cloudy skies. There's a slight chance for a scattered rain shower and thunderstorm to develop across much of the forecast area, especially as we head on towards our Wednesday evening. We'll have a high temperature near 68 degrees, currently 63.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Gave away some tickets to Thunder Jam going on this weekend, and the answer was Virginia. The first game of regionals beat Steven Strasburg. He went 13-1. He struck out 15, but they were able to get a couple of runs early, and then after he left the game, they tacked on a few more to win 5-1. We'll talk with Coach O'Connor about that on Friday. Virginia, the only team to beat Steven Strasburg, who ends up being the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Derek, our winner.
Mike from Kearney is our winner.
All right, Mike. Great.
If everything goes according to plan, by my calculations, that'd be 6 out of the 8 head baseball coaches participating in the College World Series will be appearing on the Doug.
Have you heard
show.
From Texas again?
Not heard from Texas.
Good job. You're wearing the Texas orange all week, though.
Have not heard from Texas, and you know what? I'll be honest with you, people. Pat Murphy, we've tried him before. It's just
Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Root against Arizona
State. Yeah, that's what we say. You know, that's fine. You know, don't want to come on. That's great.
Speaking of the draft, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by for your free estimate today. Let's go out Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Big Daddy. A while back when the Royals were in first place, I offered my kingdom for middle inning relief pitcher. I was laughed at. Any takers now? Your sidekick trashed me for suggesting that you win with pitching. I found it interesting to see in yesterday's baseball draft, 11 of the first 15 picks were pitchers. Yeah,
who's that from?
Ken, thanks for the email.
Royals lost again last night after a 4-0 lead. Was that right? Gave up the grand slam. They're now in last.
Cleveland
moves past them.
Jamie Wright comes in. The first pitch is a high fastball. The guy takes a cutout. I can't remember the guy hit the grand slam. Hit his 10th. That was his 10th home run of the year. So the guy had power.
Gets Mark DeRosa.
Okay, DeRosa. So then the next pitch, I don't know if he thought he missed it that bad. I thought the guy had a whale of a cut the first one. So it's an 0-1 count. The very next pitch, right over the middle of the plate, whammo, opposite field shot.
Didn't move, have movement like you wanted, huh?
We gave him five outs the inning before that to get the four runs. Butler fields the ball at first base, goes, the bases are loaded, goes to go home to get an out, pulls the Levo off of home plate. Safe at home, everybody's safe. Unbelievable.
Riverdale farmer buying a truck today. He has been confused about our Lisa Parsons story about the full house. Again, just to clarify, the board paired on the turn, but it was insignificant. It still would have been trip nines over trip threes, so it was just nines over sevens instead of threes over sevens. Just to clarify.
Just calm down.
Clarify.
Why you got to call in and use that language? I don't know why.
We're clarifying. Don't forget, we've got more coming up. Paul Maneri is going to join us, LSU baseball coach. Tickets to wrestling at Sunday at the Event Center, TNA. Also a chance to win some tickets to the Demolition Derby going on at Edgar. In fact, let's do that right now. I want to give away to caller number 5 a pair of tickets to Saturday's Demolition Derby in Edgar. It gets underway at 2 o'clock. If you've not won anything this week and want to go to the Demolition Derby in Edgar, where it's a great time, always a ton of folks on hand, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and we will give you a set of tickets. Daddy, you've been, again, patrolling what's been going on with the bad weather and maybe some folks trying to salvage some crops out there.
Well, they're going to have to salvage them via replant. And, they want you to know at Dine and Grow they've got beans, and they've got beans available for you. Several different varieties. You need to contact your local Dine and Grow seeds dealer. Simple, flexible, dependable. You're talking Dine and Grow's Roundup Ready soybeans, taking complexity and worry out of soybean production. Hey, folks, it's getting behind the eight ball already. I know it's not a fun year. The hail last week is all throughout the area. You're talking Sutton, Dyna-Gro. You're talking Ravenna, you're talking Dyna-Gro, you're talking Shelton Wood River, you're talking Dyna-Gro. All over there's hail, all over there's replants. Dyna-Gro's got your soybeans, 1-800-652-9298. They're still working for you out in the fields and want to know that they've got beans available for you.
Doug and Daddy Show with you here on ESPN Radio. Dave Van Horn from Arkansas going to join us in just a moment. Paul Maneri is set to join us from LSU as we preview the College World Series. Unbelievable. We get a winner?
We got a winner.
Hey, who's going to the Edgar Demolition Derby on Saturday?
Matt from Kearney, caller number 5.
All right, Matt, enjoy. Have fun. It'll be awesome. I'm glad Matt's out there. I'm happy for Matt. You happy for Matt?
I'm fired up. I'm ecstatic.
You sure?
Love Matt. I love Matt, but I also love College World Series.
Now, by the way, while we get hooked up here with Coach Maneri, I want to ask you for your fishing report here, since you got in about 8 days of that last week. How's it going out there?
Not good.
I've heard you're on the report. I've heard there's a lot of tournaments, big tournaments coming up, and those fish, they won't come out and play.
I think you're mostly talking to Harlan County there because they're up in the timber. But you know what? I can give you a Johnson Lake scouting report. People that are catching fish are doing it via suspended fish. It's not like you go to the flats and drift. It has not been the easy gift fishing that people found the last couple, 3 years there, where you would just drag a minnow, worm, or leech around and snag something roughly right in the lip. You've got to work for the fish, and nobody's going out and catching 40, 50, 60 keepers like they were the last 3 years.
So right now, you're a tournament fisherman. That's one thing. Maybe you're just want to take the kids somewhere. Where are you going to go catch a fish right now?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a lake. It could be a pond. It could be a river. It could be a stream. It could be Alaska catching some salmon.
There you go. If you can afford to take your kids there for the weekend.
Doug, go shoot a bear.
Well, I still think you catch plenty of crappie and white bass out there. You should be able to catch those Sherman. The white bass, so I've been disappointed in. Every year we say we get these monster, about, I don't know, 8-inch white bass at Johnson Lake, and you think, well, boy, next year there'll be some decent white bass. Once again, they're 8 inches again this year. And I don't know. Obviously, I don't know where the mamas and papas are, but I can't find them. They're kind of more of a pest, though, when you're fishing.
Well, I assume the mamas and papas are still California dreaming, but, you know, whatever.
See, that's a song reference, and I even got that one. That's a song reference, and I got it.
College World Series getting closer by the second, Daddy, and LSU is up next on our preview. And I'll tell you what, there's probably no team that the fan base wants to see more continually come to the College World Series than LSU, just because would you agree, number one fans in college baseball, at least in Omaha, the folks we've got to meet, there's a lot of good ones, but Dingerville and the food they bring and the fun we have, LSU is at the top.
Well, the beads, right? You say LSU fans, it's the beads they bring and it's the fun they have. And we're pleased to be joined by a head baseball coach of the LSU Tigers. Coach, thanks so much for having us today, and welcome to our show.
It's good to be with you guys.
Well, Coach, let's get into LSU baseball here a little bit. No surprise that this team is there and the way that you played, but boy, to come through and beat Rice and to win all three games in your regional and the way you went through the conference tournament, I mean, you guys are on a heck of a roll, ranked number one in most all the polls right now.
Well, I feel good about the way we're playing in most areas. Our offense has been a little bit inconsistent, but the great thing about our team has been the outstanding starting pitching and the outstanding closer that we have. We've, for the most part, played pretty good defense behind him, and that's given us a chance to win every day, and sometimes it takes our offense a little while to get on track. We've made a few mistakes, but overall, we've played pretty well.
Coach, when you took over this team, what was the key in returning to Omaha?
Oh, I think it was a lot of things. You know, I think we needed to get our players more focused on what was important, get a little discipline into the program, obviously get some better players, some more players, and just kind of get everybody focused back on winning and realizing, you know, the responsibility of being an LSU baseball player and what that actually meant. And fortunately, in the last couple of years, we've surrounded ourselves with some great kids, not only good ball players, but good human beings that do the right things, and they're doing well in school. Last year when we went to the World Series, we had the highest grade point average in the history of the LSU baseball program. I was extremely proud of that. And we've got great leadership in our program now. So I feel like we're back online, and hopefully we can continue to make some trips there.
Palminieri joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, 51-16. Doug, 51-16, amazing record, and we got a chance to catch up with Coach Van Horn, talk about the gauntlet the SEC was. To think you could be 51-16, that had to exceed your expectations, did it not?
Well, I don't know if exceed would be the right word. I always have pretty high expectations. But we had a good year. We, in our 10 league series, we won 9 of the 10. Unfortunately, we only swept, I think, one of them, and because of that, we ended up in a co-championship with Ole Miss, even though we had beaten them 2 out of 3. But we, you know, I was very pleased with how the kids played all year, and then we went to the conference tournament when we proceeded to lose the opening game, and then did it the hard way. We won 5 straight to win the conference tournament. So I think the kids have been tested. We've played a tough schedule day in and day out in our league. It's a real dog fight, and I think it prepares you well for the postseason. And obviously there'll be 7 other outstanding teams in Omaha, and I feel like we'll have a chance to compete with all of them.
Coach Maneri, you were here last year. You had a heck of a run at the end of last year, named National Coach of the Year by quite a few folks, and I know that's a good feeling, I suppose, in the off season. But what's the key to playing well at the end of the season, and I guess maybe more importantly, having a lot of these kids that were already in Omaha last year back this year?
Well, let me answer that part of it. First of all, I'm hoping that having had the experience of being back there last year will really bode well for us. You know, last year when I took our team there, there were only 2 members of our team that had experienced Omaha and the College World Series as active participants. One was me with my Notre Dame team in 2002. The other was my assistant coach, Javi Sanchez, who played on that Notre Dame team. So that's not a good thing when your active players have not been participants. And you walk into Rosenblatt, you know, your eyes are wide open. It's an awe-inspiring place. It's the dream of every kid. And it takes a while to kind of get your feet on the ground and realize it's just a game and you just have to adapt to the new environment. I'm hoping that the experience that we had last year will help us this year, knowing what to expect, knowing how to balance your emotions. We'll still be excited and anxious, but at least knowing what to expect, I think, really helps.
And for the fans, I mean, let's not overlook that you lost seven kids to the draft last year, so it's not like every single one of these kids was something, but you've had some kids like Coleman and Ott and a variety of others that have really stepped up for you.
Well, we did lose some key players. Matt Clark was our first baseman last year and led the country in home runs. We had a senior third baseman named Mike Hollander who led off our first game with a home run. We lost our whole pitching rotation, Verdugo, Martin, and Bradford. So we had to rebuild our starting rotation. We had a couple of kids fill in at third and did a good job, and another returning player named Sean Ochinco really helped out at first base. So I feel like we've got a pretty veteran team with a couple of new guys, and those veterans can kind of show the young kids the way to do it.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the draft being held the week of the College World Series when these kids' names get called and the money's put in front of them right before the biggest games of their lives?
Yeah, it's really a shame that it has to be this way. It's a terrible distraction. You know, these kids are the only ones of any sport that have this kind of situation to deal with. And you can understand their anxiousness about the draft. I mean, it's their future. It can affect their lives. But at the same time, the College World Series is a dream come true for all of them. So they have to deal with it. It's a tough thing. It's been this way for so many years. I wish they could find a different system. But it is what it is, and so we just have to deal with it.
Coach, you got two All-American pitchers, and I guess going into the College World Series, a coach would tell you, hey, if we can pitch and play defense, we're going to be in every ball game. You're doing it a little differently than the pitchers. You got a senior, and you got a freshman. How much did the senior help the freshman get where he is?
Oh, I'll tell you, that if you read his quotes, our freshman, Lewis Coleman helped Matty Ott quite a bit. And how could he not? I mean, Lewis is such a great person, and the way he goes about his business is exemplary. And so if Matty is a bright kid, which he is, he should have been watching and listening all year, and I think he's learned a lot from Lewis Coleman, as well as the rest of our staff. Anthony Renato, who is our other big-time starting pitcher, he will tell you that he learned a lot from Lewis Coleman and the way Lewis has handled things. So, if you look at a successful team, you won't have to look very hard to find great leaders, and Lewis Coleman is certainly one of those.
Coach, just a minute left here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Paul Maneri from LSU as they come to Omaha. Let's talk about your first-round opponent here in Virginia. Not a lot of people are talking about Virginia, but they've got all the numbers that people should be. I assume Lewis is getting the start against them. Give us a little talk about what you expect from Virginia.
Well, they ought to be talking about Virginia because it's one of the great stories in college baseball. And I have a real vested interest in that team, not only because they're our game one opponent, but their head coach was my assistant coach for my first 9 years at Notre Dame, and he's an Omaha native, Brian O'Connor. So it's a great story. Brian first pitched for Creighton University in the College World Series in 91. Then he helped with me bringing the Notre Dame team there, so he's been there as an assistant coach, and now he's going to be there as a head coach. And I just think it's a wonderful story. Brian has done a tremendous job. He's a wonderful coach, a great person. And they have an excellent team. I've watched all their postseason games on ESPN, and they have great athletes. And you talk about good pitching. Oh, my goodness, look at their stats. Ours pale in comparison to theirs. So it's going to be a heck of a matchup. I think it's going to be a great ball game. And I hope Brian wins every game he plays except for the ones against LSU.
Well, he's the head coach at LSU, Paul Maneri, and he was grateful enough to give us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of all the teams in Omaha, none of them have 51 wins. And he can take that no matter what they say the rest of the week.
Coach, best of luck. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good to be with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Maneri, head baseball coach, LSU. I'll tell you what, there's some very good baseball teams in the College World Series. As I was doing some prep work again here for Virginia, their first-round opponent, holy moly.
We already
told you about LSU. But don't think that this is going to be a cakewalk for Virginia. I mean, their team ERA, I believe, is 3.14.
Now, let's not forget, who was in the regional which Virginia won? San Diego State. They beat Strasburg, the number one overall draft, the only loss of the year.
And UC Irvine.
UC Irvine.
Seed.
And Fresno State, the defending champion, was also in that pot of four. Those were the four regional. That's why Virginia got people talked about. They talked about them having to fly across the country and be in that regional. Then they come back and take two out of three from Ole Miss to advance. That's a very quality opponent.
And on the road for conference, I mean, that was one of the things. They'd been away from home for almost a month, and if they have any kind of extended period in Omaha, you know, they're going to forget how to get back home.
Well, and you're looking at maybe some years you get two of the eight national seeds there, three of the, you know, you've got one, two, three, four, five. You got five of them, and Virginia is one of those teams. Virginia, Arkansas, and Southern Miss, those are the teams on the outside trying to make some noise.
It'll be pretty impressive to see the way that this all plays out. Every game right here on ESPN Radio, Dave Van Horn of Arkansas is going to join us here in our next segment. But as we get closer to lunch, you can watch all the College World Series games, Game 7 of the NHL, NBA. You can watch Major League Baseball, every game, whether it's from the area or not, because they've got the package. Where can you do that and enjoy lunch? Where they have specials every day and great food and drink specials every night.
Gosh, seven days. I'm going to be in Grand Island. Perfect downtown chicken coop.
What if you're in Kearney?
Perfect downtown chicken coop.
What if you're in Hastings?
Well, I drive to Grand Island or I drive to Kearney to go to chicken coop.
Try the lighter side of the chicken coop with any of their refreshing salads. It's a day for a salad. Try the grilled chicken breast salad with your choice of wing flavor or spice things up with the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad. Come on down to the coop to cool off with a cool drink after your big softball game. Whether you're drinking or bringing the kids down for some chicken wings or some boneless, maybe just some appetizers, some pizza, a burger, kids' food, they've got that as well. While you're here, catch all your favorite sports at the chicken coop. Appetizers include cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms, pub pickles, cheese balls.
Oh, balls of cheese.
Breaded cauliflower and onion rings. Not a bad seat in the house. You can watch whatever you want and enjoy great food and drink 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Great food or drink 7 days a week. I like the way you said
like that. Back after this with Dave Van Horn.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Danny Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Conference calls. Anybody in business knows how frustrating they can be. Tough to keep everybody focused and keep the meeting moving along. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com for all your conference calls. GoToMeeting.com, brought to you by Citrix, the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on at GoToMeeting.com. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Keeps everybody on the same page. All your conference calls will be more productive, more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, product demonstrations, training sessions. With GoToMeeting.com, hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, phone and voice over IP conference is included free. GoToMeeting.com. You can try it free for a month, 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to enter the promo code Colin. Shorter meeting. More focused. Everybody's there. Everybody's paying attention. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly cloudy skies. There's a slight chance for a scattered rain shower and thunderstorm to develop across much of the forecast area, especially as we head on towards our Wednesday evening. We'll have a high temperature near 68 degrees, currently 63.
We'll be right back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Taking a look at a couple of other sporting notes. Tim Floyd. You know, if you're gonna get violated, if you're gonna make a NCAA violation, $1,000 probably is not the right amount there to do.
But there's more to it than just $1,000, don't you think? If he's getting out of the way,
if he's resigning at midnight, yeah, probably so. Quentin Castilla, evidently he showed up to court. They forgot everything, and he's going to show up again next week. So no warrant for his arrest, but there is a warrant for the arrest of ex-Husker safety Major Culbert, because. Just darn it, he had a disorderly house. That means they had a loud party, people, back in May. Two of Culbert's roommates were set for trial in July, but Culbert missed his court date, prompting a judge to issue a warrant and the state to add a charge of failure to appear. And former Nebraska men's basketball player, or baseball player, Steve Harley. I can't remember. Which one is he?
I think he's a baseball player.
Sentenced to 7 days in jail after he pleaded no contest to a first offense DUI. In Lancaster County Court, revoked his license for 6 months, fined $400, fined $50 for operating a vehicle without a license. I went back and looked at the exact same charge leveled against Jabba Chamberlain. Huh, didn't have to go to jail. First offense, wow.
Racism.
Jesus.
Yep.
Scott Gucheski has qualified for the U.S. Open. They had a huge field in Memphis on Monday. John Daly was in that. He qualified. There was 112 players going for 13 spots. He shot rounds of 64 and 71, good enough to get him in the United States Open. It's his second major. He's also playing the St. Jude Classic in Memphis coming up this week. Your thoughts? You okay with that?
I'm fine with that, other than racism. I'm not fine with that.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue our College World Series preview, and let's make no bones about it, Tony. This is the guy everybody wants to hear from. In our program here in Central Nebraska, all throughout Nebraska, and we've had him on the program when he was the coach here. We've had him on the program with their series against Nebraska and a couple other times, and he's always been great with his time. No one can be more excited than the fans in Nebraska. If the Huskers can't be in, you know Arkansas is the team they're going to be pulling for.
Well, Dave Van Horn is the coach they're going to be pulling for, and he joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful run at the end of the season.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a great couple 3 weeks, and credit to our players. Boy, they really, really showed up and playing our best baseball down the stretch.
Coach, down the regular season and towards the end of that, probably did not play as well as you wanted to play. What turned it around?
You know, just really disappointing down the stretch. Lost, I know, one stretch of conference games. I think we lost 6 one-run games out of 9. Down the stretch, and once we couldn't win the SEC overall or even the Western Division title, I think the guys were just, you know, when they were just ready for postseason. And once the regular season ended, you know, we just talked to them about, you know, what's your legacy going to be? You going to be the team to start out 8-0 in the SEC and then went 0-8 down the stretch and fell apart, and nobody knows who you are. You're going to make a name for yourself, and That's kind of what they decided to do. And boy, when we hit the SEC tournament, we played well. We went 2-2. We lost an extra inning game to Georgia. Beat Florida twice. You know, we could tell we were on our way back. And we went over to Norman, and we just played lights out. And we continued that pretty much over in Tallahassee. So just really proud of the players for hanging in there.
And there's nothing easy, as you said. LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss, all three ranked in the top 20. I mean, there was nothing easy there.
Yeah, we called that the gauntlet. And we had to go through the gauntlet to finish the regular season, and played to play at Alabama. Lost 2 one-run games, 2-1 on a Friday night, incredible game, and lost, I think, another one-run game on Saturday and a 2-run game on Sunday, and it was just so disappointing leaving there. We thought we had a chance to win the league, and it kind of flipped on us right there. And, you know, like you said, I had to go through some more quality teams, and it just didn't happen. And the guys, they responded, though, you know, and the thing was is their character's good. They bounced back. They hung in there. They weren't on each other and pointing fingers. They just all looked in the mirror and said, hey, it's up to me, and it all came together for us.
Arkansas Razorbacks baseball coach Dave Van Horn joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, are you surprised when you look back at that gauntlet? I know Big 12 fans are saying, how in the world is there only one Big 12 team in the College World Series? Are you surprised there's only two SEC teams in this field?
Well, I'm I'm really surprised that, you know, Florida didn't get there. They got to stay at home the whole time. They had a 6-1 lead on, you know, Saturday or Sunday or whatever it was, and just kind of let it slip. And then really Ole Miss is a team that I thought that was going to get there. And, you know, they won game one the way they did. And they have so much pitch and depth. I mean, you know, they probably had seven guys that could be conference starters somewhere in our league, whether they were the number two or number three. They just kept rolling them out there. And they're such a good defensive team. And they really hit well this year. They hit like .320 as a team. And, you know, that was probably the one. So I guess to answer your question, yes, I thought we'd have three or four. Really the team going into the regional that I thought was going to make it to Omaha was Alabama. And they had an injury at the tournament. One of their better guys got hurt. But those guys, that's the best hitting team in the country I saw all year. And we played Arizona State. And we played a lot of good teams. But they were dangerous. And they just kind of lost it at the end of the season.
Chat with Dave Van Horn on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the folks that just want to root for Arkansas but don't know a whole lot about your team, you don't have any real superstars, and you're not knocking the cover off the ball, but it definitely is a team effort. Some of the accolades, I guess, would go on your freshman All-American, Zach Cox, who does a little bit of pitching and does a little bit of hitting for you.
Yeah, he's finished really strong. He started out the season slow, but he had some back problems, kind of, you know, struggled. But then when he healed up, he's been really good down the stretch. And you know, we've got a solid team, and if you really just take the last, you know, 10 games, we've been hitting the ball pretty well, and we faced really good pitching, obviously, because we're in postseason and tournaments and stuff. But we're a better hitting team than our numbers. Now, are we going to do it against Fullerton? They've got some outstanding pitching, but overall, we're a little better than what we've shown throughout the season. And the kids have just done a really good job of, like I said, of playing well when it counts.
I'll throw one more player out there in Andy Wilkins, 17 home runs, 51 RBIs, not bad.
Yeah, I think Andy actually hit his 18th in that game on Saturday. Oh. And, you know, the thing about this team, we didn't have one first-team all-conference player. We didn't have one first-team second-team player. We didn't have an all-conference player. I mean, it's...
Wait a minute. Are you coaching at Nebraska still, Dave? What's going
I don't know,
on?
Man.
Come on.
I tell you, and we just... they just stepped it up. We knew we had a good team. We played a great schedule. You know, I've said this before. We're playing Arizona State twice, and we played Nebraska twice, Kansas twice, California three times, Washington State three times. That's just regular season. We played Oklahoma. And then we went to the... And we did well. We did well outside of the league, and it just... It made us better. It might have hurt our stats a little bit, but it made us a better team and kind of ran out of gas down the stretch, and then we kicked it into gear. But, yeah, we didn't have any all-conference players, not one on this team. And, you know, I know that some of the teams in our league that had a lot, and they're done playing. So that's what just makes me as a coach proud of these guys.
Coach, let's look at the field as a whole, and I think you've got maybe the best team in the field, Cal State Fullerton, in your first-round matchup. Who's going to toe the rubber for you, and tell us a little bit about your early scouting report on the Titans?
Well, Dallas Keuchel will pitch on Saturday against Fullerton, and you know, the scouting report on them, just talking to other people that have played them, just said they're loaded. And, you know, we appreciate that comment, but we've been dealing with it for the last couple of weeks that, you know, we didn't have a chance at the regional, and we didn't have a chance down in Tallahassee. They were on fire, and they could really hit, and we just found a way to beat people. So, you know, the scouting report is that, you know, they're going to hit and run and bunt and steal, and they're going to just exploit any weakness you have. If you can't hold them on or you can't throw people out, they're going to hurt you. And, you know, what we've got to do is we've just got to play solid baseball, and can't give them extra outs, obviously, and we'll have a chance.
Doug, anybody that outscores Louisville 23-2 in the Super Regional games, don't make them mad early. That's my scouting report, Coach.
Well, you know, that's why you play, because anything can happen. Maybe they'll just hit it at us all day.
Coach, a nice article in the World Herald. I know they asked you. You've got a couple Nebraska kids on your roster. One is on the pitching staff. Sam Murphy, haven't seen a lot out of him, but at least for the fans in Nebraska, I guess talk a little bit about him.
Well, Sam's done a really good job. He's really improved this year. This has been his best season by far. He's been a spot reliever, a middle guy for us. Sam's getting it going a little bit, and he's had a few games where he's really, really carried us through the middle of games and given us a chance to catch up. He's thrown in some tight situations. We have confidence in him. He's 88 to 90 right-handed pitcher, and he's got a plus slider. When that slider's on, he can be really good. We pitched him in conference games. We threw him against some good teams in the middle of the week. We've actually started him some against some good teams. So we have a lot of confidence in Sam.
Coach, last question. Obviously, it was asked last time you were here, but the impact of having Nebraska fans root for Arkansas.
Well, you know, it's great. It's a great feeling, and, hopefully we'll stay around a little longer than last time. We'll get a chance to hear that. But, you know, I think it's it's a compliment to the Nebraska fans. They're just good people, and they're good fans, and I appreciate everything. And like I've said many, many times, the experience I had at Nebraska, it'll probably never be topped. The first World Series appearance when we beat Rice in the Super Regional, the only way that could ever be topped was if a team I coached won the national championship. That's how much I feel about, how I feel about it. And, the support that we gained over the last few years in Lincoln from where we started is something that, that our coaching staff is extremely proud of. And just, the fans are good. They just remind me so much of the Arkansas fans, because flagship university in the state, same at Nebraska, and they just really care about the program, and it's fun.
Well, get the pig suey ready. Arkansas is coming to town. First game of the College World Series against Cal State Fullerton here on ESPN Radio Saturday at 1. And, Coach, as always, best of luck to you and your team, and we always appreciate catching up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I appreciate it, and we look forward to being up there sometime late tomorrow.
Sounds good. Coach Dave Van Horn joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Got a tough, tough road to hoe, but, hey, coming out of it's very, very tough conference. I think anything's possible down there, especially when you get those number one pitchers going against each other. Scratch out an early run, give your team some confidence.
There you go. It could happen, and we'll see if they can get the job done against what will probably be a freshman from Cal State Fullerton. Hey, coming up Sunday afternoon at the Viero Event Center, it's TNA Live Wrestling. I've got a pair of tickets. If you've not won anything this week, you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets to TNA Wrestling. 888-455-ESPN. That's
Coco Beware.
888-455-3776. I've got a pseudo wrestling question. 888-455-3776.
You go with it.
The first person that can answer this question, the movie The Water Boy. Who was Bobby Boucher's favorite fictional wrestler? In the movie The Water Boy, who was the wrestler that Bobby Boucher just adored? Back after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment, but the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Dale Jr. I'm a Nationwide insurance customer. The Earnhardt family's had Nationwide insurance for more than 30 years. I get the coverage I need at the right price for me. I trust them. You can too.
Take Dale's lead. Call 1-866-500-5555.
Nationwide is on your side. Call 866-500-5555.
Products underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Paid endorsement subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
it's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly cloudy skies, there's a slight chance for a scattered rain shower and thunderstorm to develop across much of the forecast area, especially as we head on towards our Wednesday evening. We'll have a high temperature near 68 degrees, currently 63.
I'll wrap it up things for you on a Wednesday here, Doug and Daddy's show.
Who won?
Hey, Mike from Hastings going to see a little wrestling this weekend. It's Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Captain Insano!
Mr. Wrestler 2, the Iron Sheik, all expected to be there. Coco be... No, they're not.
Junkyard Dog.
Hey, Kurt Angle's going to be there.
Fabulous T-Birds.
Expected to be there. Should be it.
Hulk Hogan?
I wouldn't mind. People go, what a weird crowd. I wouldn't mind. They're athletic.
How about you put a singlet on and get in there?
That's what I'm talking
about. No, I got arrested in Mexico doing that one time. It was not good. It was not good.
Well, that's another movie. I'll bust this up. What was the movie Jack Black was in?
Nacho Libre.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, before Derek, this is killing me too. The old wrestler that used to bite the turnbuckle.
Yeah, he used to like eat the turn, like he'd be eating the stuffing out of the turnbuckle.
1-888-455-3777.
From like the 80s.
Call us right now and tell us who that guy was. It's killing Derek and I.
You were watching it on Channel 5 Sunday mornings. The guy that ate the turnbuckle. Okay. Well, while you do that, I want to tell you about all the good deals going on right now at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you're getting ready for travel, team, basketball, volleyball, whatever it is, or summer camps for all your high school sports, they've got the gear you need. And, of course, we're right into the middle of baseball and softball season. Misco's has baseball and softball shoes, gloves, bat bags. If you need new uniforms and hats for maybe a travel team or a different men's league or women's league softball team, they've got the gear there for you as well. Of course, a great selection of shoes, and during the summer, you want to be comfortable. T-shirts, shorts, shoes, hats. It's all right there and all at a great price. Misco Sports, supporting the area athletes in the downtown Kearney Center for over 100 years.
I think we got an answer. We got Ruben from Kearney on the line here.
Ruben, do you know?
Yeah, George the Animal Steel, real hairy guy.
God!
Yes!
All right, Ruben, thanks so much.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know,
number two just shot us an email. He knew that, too, George the Animal Steel.
We don't have time to get to one more thing here that I thought, you know, it's the old Dear Ann Landers column. Check it out in the Kearney Hub from yesterday. Kathy and Marcy. I don't know. It's just, I read the headline and I thought, huh. And it reminded me of Tony. So anyway, you can check that out. You can check that out on your own. We want to thank the head baseball coaches at LSU, Paul Maneri, and Dave Van Horn, the head baseball coach at Arkansas, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow, we continue our College World Series preview. Corky Palmer will join us from Southern Miss. Will his shortstop be able to go? We'll find out. We'll also catch up with Mike Fox, who's making another appearance from North Carolina, and Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge. Talk about your fantasy baseball team. If you got a question, shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. Bye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.